Fertilizers such as nitrogen and phosphorus run off farm fields in the Mississippi River Basin. The nutrients then wash down the river, leading to excessive algae growth in the Gulf of Mexico. That creates a dead zone of 20,000 square kilometers that harms shrimp and other species. An EPA task force has released a plan that puts the states in the lead role for cutting nutrients. But panel member Russell Rasmussen says what's missing are the billions of dollars needed to shrink the dead zone by the stated target of 75%.
There just haven't been the resources brought to bear to achieve that goal, and it doesn't look like they're going to be there between now and 2015.
The EPA says major environmental progress in the Gulf is less a question of cost and more about public-private partnerships. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.